Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Thanksgiving Eves. This is the last show of the week for me. I will be hopping on a plane Friday to head up to go do the show from Columbus, Ohio for the big Michigan-Ohio State game. I cannot wait. First time I will have ever attended Ohio State-Michigan game in person, and I'll be on Big Noon kickoff as a part of that process. I think all of you hopefully will be watching that game on Saturday at noon to see who's going to advance the playoff, who's likely to win the Big Ten. Also, I'll be watching the World Cup, U.S. and England on Friday. Should be fantastic. My thanks to Alexi Lawless, who just came on with us from Qatar, Doha there, where he is the Fox soccer analyst for the World Cup and continues to do a good job there. He was great on the Clay and Buck show. Again, right off the top, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. My goal, as soon as I finish this game, this show, I'm going out to be an all-time quarterback in Thanksgiving Eve football. Then I will be an all-time quarterback for Thanksgiving football with my boys. My goal, not to injure myself as we go through the process of getting ready for Thanksgiving. And I hope that wherever you are or wherever you are traveling, that you and your family have a fantastic Thanksgiving. All right. So let me give you some gambling picks here and hope to make you all super wealthy, as the gambling picks have been on a bit of a roll. You know, as I hate to brag or draw attention to myself, but we have now moved into over 500 record for college football picks this year. And as if that were not enough, we also are rolling with our NFL Outkick six-pack. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you should, because that is where I put up the Outkick six-pack every Sunday, about an hour and a half before the NFL games kick off, right after I finish the starting 11. I go and I put up my Outkick six-pack, and so that has been on fire. We are winning on both of those, but I have 15 gambling winners for you right off the top here. Tomorrow, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I'm on the under as we wait to see what Lane Kiffin is going to do, the Egg Bowl. I don't think either of these offenses are going to be on fire. Game in Oxford, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I am on the under in this game. Baylor, +8.5, coming off a tough last-second field goal loss against TCU. I like the Bears on the road, +8.5 against Texas. These were the numbers, by the way, as they were this morning when I put them out. Arkansas at Mizzou, the under on this one. I think the under, in fact, hits with ease. Nebraska, Iowa, also like the under in this one. Florida on the road against Florida State. Double-digit line here. I like Florida plus the 10 points. I think this number is way too high. I know how well Florida State has been playing, and I know Florida's coming off of a loss against Vanderbilt. Feels like a buy-low situation on the Gators. I like Ohio State. I think Ohio State is going to blow out Michigan. Last four games have been decided by double figures. Remember, we also probably would have had a double-figure result if Michigan hadn't had COVID issues and missed their game against Ohio State. Michigan won by 15 last year. Ohio State won by 29, 23, and 11. I think that Ohio State wins this game by double digits against Michigan to roll into the college football playoff, likely as the 2 seed. The 1 seed, I believe, is going to be the Georgia Bulldogs. I've got Georgia Tech, though, +36.5. This line just seems outrageous to me, all the way up to 36.5. I'm taking South Carolina, fresh off their big win over Tennessee, +14.5 at Clemson. I like Kentucky -2.5 and the under. Feels like a very low scoring game that's going to happen. I like Kentucky to win 24-14. You get the under and you get the Wildcats. I've taken Auburn plus the points against Bama. Bama's only beaten an SEC team by 23. That was Arkansas, and 24. That was Mississippi State. I think that Auburn keeps it close. I like LSU at A&M. I like A&M plus the 10 points and the under. Low scoring game, I think, decided something like 20-17. Maybe LSU ends up winning. I think that A&M plays well. I like the under, and I like A&M plus the points. Notre Dame, USC, I like the over, and Tennessee against Vanderbilt here in my hometown of Nashville, I like the over. There are 15 winners for you that you should be thankful for. Happy Thanksgiving from me to you.
We'll be right back in a moment, but first, this break.
U.S. England, as I mentioned, cannot wait to watch that on Friday. It's a phenomenal weekend of games at Fox. We've got Thursday college football and the NFL, right? If you're a sports fan, Thursday cornucopia buffet of college football and the NFL. Friday, Fox has got the U.S.-England game live from Qatar. Saturday, I'll be in Columbus for Michigan-Ohio State. Should be a great game at noon Eastern. Sunday, back with the NFL. I'm going to fly back down to Nashville, and I'm going to go to the Titans-Bengals game early. Outkick preview, six-pack. I'm on the Titans. I think they win this outright. I know they're claiming that it's not a revenge game, but I believe it is a revenge game. I think the Titans will win this one outright against the Bengals to get to 8-3 in Nashville. That's going to be one of my six picks. A couple of stories. Also, Zach Wilson has been benched by the Jets. Second-year quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields has been playing better lately, but most of these second-year quarterbacks not playing very well. Davis Mills, also a second-year quarterback, although he wasn't a first-round pick, it appears that he's going to be benched. Zach Wilson and the Jets benched after they can do nothing effectively on offense against the New England Patriots over the weekend. I got to give credit to Ice Cube. I continue to be impressed by the number of people out there who make a decision to actually stand up for their own bodies and their own truth. Ice Cube says he turned down $9 million for a movie over his refusal to get the COVID shot. He said, and I quote, F that jab and F y'all for trying to make me get it. All right? Just want to point this out. Ice Cube, Clay Travis, Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers, Novak Djokovic. Five people that have very little probably in common in the larger world. All five of us said no to the COVID shot. I have long believed that many people out there who think for themselves and actually look at the data have been willing to stand up against this craziness. The idea that you needed to get it if you were otherwise healthy never made any sense. The idea that you should be forced by the government to get it, totally indefensible. Remember yesterday, I pointed out that what Dr. Jha said, which is, hey, if you get the COVID shot, you're not going to get COVID or die from it. Basically, all of this has ended up being a lie. And I wanted to hit you with this headline from the Washington Post. And let me go ahead and pull this up, which is saying, hey, vaccinated people, that is people who have gotten the COVID shot, as well as people who have gotten COVID boosters, now represent 58% of all COVID deaths. So if you remember, they initially told you, hey, if you get the COVID shot, you will neither get nor spread COVID. Then the next step was, they said, if you get the COVID shot, you may get COVID, but it won't be very serious. Then they said, well, you may get COVID, you may even get hospitalized, but you're not going to die. Now you get the COVID shot. Even if you get all your boosters, you still may die. Remember, last winter, they said it was a winter of death and that all we had was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I give credit to the Washington Post for pointing out the truth now, which is this: there is now no longer a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In fact, it's oftentimes a pandemic of the vaccinated. 58%, now this is in August, 58% of all COVID deaths were in people who had gotten the COVID shot and also gotten potentially the COVID booster shot. So, again, if you are elderly, your thought process may be different. If you are under the age of 50, you are not in danger of COVID. You may well be like me. Super healthy. Just look how healthy I look. And I am 43, might look 63, but I'm 43. And I've already had COVID twice. And as a result, I have natural immunity. No fear here. Not wearing a mask anywhere. Not testing for COVID. And it is totally unnecessary, as it has been for virtually everyone under the age of 50. I shared that link from the Washington Post. You can go read it for yourself. But the lies continue from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Jha. This is a shameful, ridiculous, indefensible proposition that they have put forward. All right. I love all of you. Go get rich off the gambling picks. I'm headed outside to go play quarterback with the boys as we get ready for Thanksgiving. I hope all of you have a safe and fantastic Thanksgiving. Eat as much as you can. Live it up. I will see you on television Saturday from Columbus, Ohio, as we get ready for Michigan, Ohio State. Playoff rankings came out yesterday, by the way, the college football playoff rankings. No great surprises. The teams that have control over whether or not they will play: Georgia, the winner of Ohio State, Michigan, USC if they win out, and TCU if they win out, in no particular order. Those are your four teams that have control over their playoff future. If USC beats Notre Dame and wins the Pac-12, they're in, Pac-12 title game. And if TCU beats Iowa State and wins, likely against Kansas State, the Big 12 title game, they are also in. And certainly if Georgia beats Georgia Tech on Saturday, and if Michigan or Ohio State, whichever of those teams wins, all of those teams are in. I'll continue to break down the scenarios for you as we go forward. This has been Outkick the Show. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. Happy Thanksgiving to all. I'm thankful for all of you and your support of Outkick, as well as all of our workers out there doing incredible jobs for Outkick. Look forward to having a fabulous rest of the year and on into 2023. But enjoy your Thanksgiving in the meantime. See y'all.